I think this is an interesting story of how I met Rachel. So before I had my interview in the February when I was still teacher training, and my mentor wasn't involved in the process of my interview, but she was really like keen to meet me. So on the last week of school before summer, where I'd not even started my role yet, she invited me to come on a school trip with them. So I didn't work at the school yet, but she was like, come on the school trip and we can like get to know each other and you can meet some of the kids. And I think even then, her doing that, I think said a lot about what she was setting me up for basically. So she was like really enthusiastic. She brought me in that day. She was like, I really wanted to meet you. We're going to do this year. Is there anything you're worried about? Anything you want to know before September? And I think obviously it's not a requirement to have your mentor do that before you even start, but knowing that I had that person and I even knew how nice she was and how willing she was to help before that first day that I started really did make a massive difference. And even things in the holidays, so she'd be like, if there's any questions at all, you could just text me. She gave me her number. She's like, don't think you're annoying me in the summer. If you need to know anything to prepare yourself, then email me or text me.
And did you have questions? Were there things you did need to know about in order to make a good start?
I think for me, the main things that I was concerned about is we had the inset day, but then it was straight into teaching. And for me, obviously, you don't have access to the resources. Mm. For my confidence, I just wanted to have the resources in front of me to have a look through first. And she was able to send me the resources, but also tell me how she taught it or what they'd learned prior to this last year. And the context she gave me did really help my confidence that first week. Instead of walking in and just thinking, oh my God, I don't know what's going off, she gave me the reassurance for everything that I needed.
That's daunting, isn't it?
100%. You know your subject, but to teach a lesson, maybe a case study in geography or a country you've never taught before, is quite a daunting thing. And you don't want the kids to think you don't know what you're doing. So she gave me that reassurance. She gave me everything I needed basically, and it was just nice to have a number. I didn't ask millions of questions, but it was just nice to have the option to text if I really did need to text.
It's interesting, isn't it, because you know, when you're starting out in teaching, that there is, like you say, the whole subject knowledge aspect and the whole practical aspect of will I know what I'm doing, but what I hear from what you're saying is that emotional support is there. And I think to build up a relationship in advance and to know that you've got that trusting colleague there to support you, it is really worth its weight in gold really before you start, because it's a nerve-wracking business, isn't it? But it sounds like your mentor did a really good job of supporting you emotionally as well as practically and professionally.
Yeah, and I think with Rachel, my mentor, we've spoke about this lots. Even though she's helped me so much, she said one of the most rewarding roles she's done in school is be my mentor. And I think it's because she's accessed all the resources as well as me. And obviously she's been a teacher for 20 plus years. And she said sometimes it's good to refresh her knowledge as well. And even just have me as someone refreshing who's come into teaching rather than being surrounded by the same people all the time. She said she liked that aspect of it and having my opinion, which might be different to hers, but we can discuss it. And our mentor meetings, it is literally like you described at the start. We get a drink, we get some biscuits, and we just sit and chat. And it's informal, and I like that aspect of a mentor, because whenever it might be SLT you speak to, it's more of a formal chat. And with her, it's, I can even talk about if something happened at home and I'm not feeling great. It's not just school-based, and I think that's so important in a mentor.
I think that's important too, and it's nice that you've got that on-side trusting relationship that we talk about on the programme, and that's such a great example of it. And it sounds, you know, it sounds quite a small thing when you say, you know, if I've got a problem going on in my life, I can talk about it. But that is a really important thing, because we're not just teachers, we're people. And I think you're right, I think it is important to be able to bring your whole self to those mental meetings.